السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Once سيدنا معاذ بن جبل رضي الله عنه, he had come to Medina Munawwara. We know that he is that Sahabi Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had sent him to Yemen as a governor. And when he was leaving, then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walked him out of Medina Munawwara. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that, O Mu'adh, that when you come back, now you will come to my qabr. In other words, this is our last meeting now. You won't see me now as you are seeing me. So you can imagine what an emotional departure that must have been. But for the sake of the deen of Allah Ta'ala, it had to be done. So on one occasion, Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, he was sitting near the Qabr Mubarak of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At that time there was no Jali there and all of that. He was close to the Roza Mubarak of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he was tearing, he was weeping. So Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu anhu saw him. And Umar radiallahu anhu asked him, what is the weeping for? You know, why are you crying? So he said that I'm crying due to something that I heard the inmate of this Mubarak Qabr, meaning Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I heard him saying something. And then he said something to the effect that the strong from amongst us, they are okay. I mean, in other words, they have passed, they are fine in this department. But the weak amongst us, now what's going to be our condition? So then he mentioned what he is referring to. That Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, إِنَّ يَسِيرَ الرِّيَاءِ شِرْكٌ. That little bit of riyakari, boasting, showing off, anything a person is doing with a dual intention, then this is tantamount to shirk. Tantamount to shirk. A lot of times, we carrying out some ibadat or something, and we doing it for Allah Ta'ala. But there is also another intention there. Would doing it for Allah Ta'ala, there is another intention also. So this dual intention, this is a very dangerous thing. In one hadith sharif, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that Allah Ta'ala says that Allah Ta'ala is independent, you know, from partners. So if a person does something which is supposed to be done for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, but now he does it and he's got a dual intention, then Allah Ta'ala says that take this and give it for that one who you partnered me in that intention. In other words, Allah Ta'ala doesn't accept that. Allah Pak doesn't accept that action. So for this reason, the ulama and mashayikh, they advise us that see, try to be as low profile as possible. Stay out of the limelight. Carry on, do your work quietly. Stay out of the limelight. Don't want to be known. Because there is a fear now. Sometimes a person may be doing an action with ikhlas, with sincerity. But when he becomes known, people start talking, people start commenting, then that action gets corrupted. Now his niyat gets corrupted. Sometimes a person could have done the action long time ago. Years later he can corrupt it. He can corrupt the action years later. So we must be very, very careful. Keep trying to renew our intention. And whatever we have done, let it be between us and Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is the one who is going to reward. So why worry about others? Why worry about people? So sometime from small, from childhood, now you did well in the exam, maktab exam, school exam or something, you did well. Now the parents, they are so excited, they are so excited that the child did well. So now you're going to your granny's house, you must carry the report. Show nani the report. Show dadi the report. Now when the child was studying for the exam, that child was stressed out. Just want to pass the exam. That time, don't know if there was ikhlas or what, whether the person even had in their mind that they're doing it for Allah Ta'ala. But after that now, when the person did well, now he was to show now. The first year he didn't know, or she didn't know, how the granny is going to please, how happy they're going to become, and the granny is going to show all the kalas and everybody. But now the next year, now when the person is studying, no, I have to do well, no? Last year, nani gave me 500 rand, dadi gave me 1000 rand. Can't miss out on that now. So the niyat gets polluted. After that it gets polluted. So I see nowadays with this social media and all of that, it's become like a norm. Everything you must advertise to everybody. Somebody is cooking something, they advertise. Somebody bought something, they advertise. Something, you acquired something, put on your status, put on your this, put on your that. Why must do that? Why must be like that? Why must do that? The less people know about you, the better. The less people know about you, the better. So I see this, even Taraweeh namaz. Now they got groups. They're putting people's Taraweeh on the groups. Who's putting the Taraweeh on the group? Wallahu a'lam. Putting. What for? Was it not enough that you read the Taraweeh? You read Taraweeh and finished. Now Allah Pak heard you. You fulfilled the duty there. Now what is the need to take your recordings now and post it for everybody to hear? Eh? Now if the person said that no, people want to listen to the Quran. The day he made 5 mistakes, then he put that recording. The day he was spinning a little bit. Quran Sharif is Quran Sharif. The best of Hafiz, you'll get caught somewhere. But that day when he got caught, did he post that recording? Why he never post? So then his window dressing, you know. His window dressing, the day he read well now. Now he came to Ar-Rahman, his part. Now he put a little bit extra tune and everything. Make sure you record that thing. You know. Now that one must post it. For what? Why must post? Why we want to be known? As long as Allah Ta'ala knows us, it's sufficient. We don't need anybody else to know us. We'll do it for Allah Ta'ala. Khalas, finish. Sometime a person wants to record, especially when you are away from home. So the parents, they want to hear how their child did. But that's a different thing. You're recording for your parents. Give it to them, their hearts will get happy. Sometime your ustad wants to hear how you're reading. Ustad wants to hear how the student is reading. The ustad says, no, you must record it for me and send it to me, I want to hear. The ustad wants to check now whether he's reading properly, tajweed, all that, how much mistakes he's making, if he's doing anything wrong, then the ustad will point it out to him. But that's a different thing. But to want to make recordings and send it out and all that is not a good, because we don't know when our niyat can get contaminated. So why take the chance? Why take the chance? The other thing is, Taraweeh is not qiraat. This becomes like another thing now. The Taraweeh, see the Arabs, they started this thing. You want to read slow qiraat, you know, in the Taraweeh. Then what happened to them? They couldn't keep it up, so they made it 8 rakats. They can't keep it up, so they made it 8 rakats. Now I see this is another thing started now. In all them, especially the big masjid, now they get one top reader now. He is taking long and reading slowly, he is reading Taraweeh. You must understand something. The Roza is 14 hours plus. Right? You got people who are working class. By the time you finish Taraweeh, you go home, person wants to wake up for Tahajjud Sehri, you are about 4 hours to sleep. Four and a half hours to rest. Next day, he wakes up, he has to go back to work. He got no Kailula and all that. Now, that Qari Sahib, he had a good rest. He's off. Whole morning he's learning, whole afternoon he's sleeping. Night time he's fresh. Now he's pulling the Taraweeh. How many people will stop coming to the masjid? How many people are going to start looking now? Where's one Jamaat? They're reading fast. Let me go away there. You get deprived of reading namaz in the masjid. And today, people are not strong. The person may just leave his Taraweeh out altogether. So when you are reading Taraweeh somewhere, you mustn't read in a way that you compromising your tajweed, or you eating up your words and all that. That's not right. You must read with tajweed. You must read sahih. Every letter must be clear. But it's not there's not a place for qiraat. You read hadar. Hadar you read. And you carry on. You read at a good pace, at a decent pace. Your Taraweeh takes, you know, not so long taking to read the Taraweeh. Those people who want to read qiraat in the Taraweeh, they want to read a slow Taraweeh and read qiraat, they must go read at home. They must go find one venue at home, few people who want to read with them, they must read like that only. Slowly, qiraat style, they read, you know. They must go read at home. Few people who want to read like that, they too got time for Kailula and they're not working and everything, they're fresh. Or maybe you get some people, they love Quran Sharif, they prepare to stand. But in a big masjid, it's not advisable to do something like that. Not advisable. Because a lot of people will start not coming for Taraweeh. As it is, you go to the masajid in the areas, after the 4 or 5 nights, you see the crowds already dwindled. Now if you're reading so slow, more people will stop coming also. Hazrat Qari Sahib from Amzinto, Marhum Qari Ismail Desai Sahib, he used to perform Taraweeh. What a beautiful piece he is to read. Every tajweed law, every letter, everything, a beautiful piece he is to read, Istanam. Not slow, Qiraat kind of style. That's not the place for Qiraat, Tarawih time. The other thing is, after you finish two rakats, you read istighfar three times. Don't we have shortcomings? After we finish the four rakats also, sometimes you need to check up your Quran Sharif or whatever, but the rest of us, we are sitting, read the dua, read Durud Sharif, make some istighfar, make some dua at that time, right? And then when the Taraweeh finishes also, right? Taraweeh finishes, so that time also is a pause. But that's also after a four rakats, isn't it? Now, we just want to get done, right? Taraweeh finish, just finish, come on. One formality, dua, and khalas, read the witr. You must wait a little bit, make istighfar. Read astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Wait a little bit, then make the dua. And then we must thank Allah Ta'ala in the dua. Ya Allah, you allowed for us to read. It's your kalam. Only you can make it possible. Thank Allah Ta'ala, ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. My shortcomings, I didn't read as I was supposed to have read. And especially the Huffaz, but all of us, not only the Huffaz. After the witr is finished, I read the two rakats nafal, I read it with the intention of tawbah and shukr. Allah allowed for us to listen to His kalam. Read His kalam, listen to His kalam. So we make tawbah, that Ya Allah, maybe I showed laziness while I was reading. I showed laziness. Maybe I was not concentrating properly. My mind was wandering. Instead of listening to Your kalam, my mind went somewhere else, etc. So we make tawbah. And we make shukr to Allah Ta'ala, that Ya Allah, despite my deficiencies, my weaknesses, You allowed for me. Allowed for me to read. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. One is we must maintain our ikhlas, tawadu, humility, ikhlas, and don't want to be known. Don't want to be out there. Don't want to be out there. Everybody must come to know me and this and that. The social media is a terrible thing. So you don't have to, everything happen in your life, you don't have to put it on social media. Allah Ta'ala's media is enough. You don't need any other medias. Just follow Allah Ta'ala's media. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, Allah Ta'ala protect us, Allah Ta'ala keep us with ikhlas. Allah Ta'ala save from takabbur, riya, nifaq, حب جاه حب مال اللہ تعالیٰ نو پلیز ون دعا آف نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اللہم انی اعوذ بک من خلیل ماکر عیناہ ترایانی وقلبہ یرعانی ان رآ حسنة دفنہا وان رآ سیئة عذاءہا. Lo Allah, I seek protection in You from my friend. Aynahu tarayani wa qalbuhu yar'ani. He's always watching me. He's always watching me. His heart is always checking. If he sees anything good I did, he covers it up. If I make one mistake, I do something wrong, he exposes it. Today, most people are like this. People are not happy for your good. Don't think that, you know, people are going to come to know, hey, I read like this, or I did like that, it's wonders, now everybody is going to be very happy. No. In this dunya, there's a lot of hasad. Lot of hasad. That's why Allah taught us, وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدٍ. A lot of hasad in the dunya. So rather you be unknown. Nobody knows you. No worry, nobody worry about you. And carry on your life. Serve the deen of Allah Ta'ala with ikhlas, with humility. Don't put yourself out there. It's not good. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وآل وسلم اللهم ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك نسألك الجنة ونعوذ بك من النار اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر من نصر دين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين الحمد لله رب العالمين